This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, we need a monkey update.
If you get time, go to the JohnsonCountyPost.com and sign in, and make sure you check out their stories that define Johnson County news in 2025.
Ooh.
We went there to see if there's a monkey update.
Is there something special?
No, we went there to see if there was a monkey update.
Whack.
And we cannot find whether or not the fine city of Prairie Village has voted on what is clearly a very pressing issue.
I guarantee you they have a meeting at night. I'm going to go to the Prairie Village
site. I saw that the vote was today.
Well, tonight is today. I guarantee you.
I'm going to do PV Monkey on Twitter.
Tonight is today.
Because if they don't put reporters on this.
Am I wrong?
I'm not getting results. Nope. Not getting results. So if you missed it, you guys, a couple weeks ago, Prairie Village decided they've got so much going on in their town.
City council meeting starts at 6.
That deciding whether or not to allow their residents to own monkeys of any kind is a very pressing topic in the 66208.
From the Fox 4, the Prairie Village City Council will vote sometime after 6 on whether to allow resident Toni King Skelton to keep her pet spider monkey, Oakley.
Oakley, sweet Oakley.
This comes as the city considers a new ordinance that would ban monkey ownership unless specific conditions are met. King Skelton has licensed her pet monkey after adopting it. The proposed dangerous animal ordinance states that if Oakley were to injure anyone, the city would not be held responsible. I think that's fair. Additionally, the ordinance outlines various conditions that must be met for King Skelton to keep Oakley. And under that new ordinance, she would be required to obtain a $300,000 insurance policy.
I think that's fair.
To cover potential injuries to others. Oakley must also be kept on a leash and in a fully enclosed carrier while in public spaces. She cannot be present in areas where 10 or more people are gathered.
Okay, because they were at, I think, Franklin Park or something. They were there for like a Prairie Village Fest or something.
Mm-hmm.
And Oakley did, you know, a child like reached out and Oakley was playing and there was either a scratch or a bite. I don't remember what it was. And even the mother of the child was not angry. She was like, look, no harm, no foul. Please tell me he doesn't have rabies kind of thing. You know, this monkey is one of the smaller ones. It's a member of the family. I think what they were going to do is grandfather her in because they've lived in Prairie Village and followed all the rules for years.
I don't know how you can.
But then say from this point forward, mm-hmm. all of the people just dying to get into Prairie Village and pay $2 million for a knockdown brand new home, you may not have a monkey.
They're cute.
Oh, it's darling. I don't know that I would want one running around my house. I'd like to borrow one. Like, wouldn't you just love to have one in studio for an hour?
Does Oakley roam free throughout the home of...
Oakley is a member of that family.
Tony King's
Oh, absolutely
skeleton?
A member of that family.
Question on the text online. Is a spider monkey a good pet? No. Spider monkeys and other primates do not make good pets.
I think Oakley's a good pet, but, you know, when they get stressed out, they throw their poo.
Can we...
So do I.
I still can't believe that this is an issue that they're debating in Prairie Village, but here we are.
I'm focusing on you, Dana. Can we let this desire to bring animals and non-human beings into the studio die?
A quick and painful death?
Yes.
If the zoo called and said, we have a baby chimpanzee, one, by the way, an orangutan was born at Wichita Zoo overnight.
Right.
And the birth was caught on tape. I mean, that mama just squats down and that little baby comes flying out and then she picks it up and she's like, rock goodbye, baby. It's the cutest thing.
Focus.
If they said, we're going to bring in a diapered baby monkey, I would fall over and die. I'd be so excited. Mm-hmm. Like, I have a thing. Like, when I was little, I remember saying to my dad, if I learn sign language, can we get a monkey?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, what kind of, would you be okay with a chimpanzee?
It would have to be a baby. Because
let me show you the face of the French woman.
No, I've seen the woman without a face.
Whose face was eaten by a chimpanzee.
That was like a 4,000-pound chimpanzee.
I mean, let's go down the list. We've got the goat wearing blue jeans who peed for 7.5 minutes.
David.
That is actually correct.
Which, by the way, would be the most disgusting thing that Dana has left all over the floor in the studio.
It's not the confetti.
The glitter or the confetti. We had a singing parrot who sang the Chief's Tomahawk Chop song.
That didn't sing.
Who didn't say a peep. Now the kangaroo, I will
say. You loved the kangaroo.
The kangaroo was pretty cool.
That was a $1 million decision. That was awesome.
We had the tortoise that didn't speak.
Loved the tortoise. Remember he got loose and then they found him and we said to the owner, first of all, how do you have a 100-year-old tortoise? But she did. Will you bring him in? She's like, yeah.
When was the tortoise?
Oh, that was like three years ago. Yeah, jinx, you owe me a call.
I don't even remember the tortoise.
Let me ask you this, Sam. If the Prairie Village City Council votes to allow Oakley to stay, and I hope that they do, I really do believe the family's got a young son. He said he would be lost without this monkey. Could we just reach out and say, for an hour, would you bring Oakley in and talk about what this has meant to your family?
Under the obligation that if Oakley makes any sort of mess...
Yeah, we'll diaper
him. You clean it up.
Okay.
Without high-powered chemicals that are going to make the Saturday morning people pass out on the air.
Okay, I can do that.
Because with the goat pee incident, that's when the Saturday morning show started opening that door. Prior to the goat pee incident, that door remained closed on
Saturday.
Is that true? 100% true. Because Toby was sitting in here and thought he was going to die because of all the ammonia smell.
That wasn't from the chemicals, though. That was from the urine.
Yeah.
By the way, the spider monkey has a lifelong span of...
80 to 90 years? Is that what I read?
It's 35 to 45 years.
Oh, okay.
So you're not signing up for a pet. You're signing up for a life companion that would not be allowed in most HOAs, right?
Yes. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Let me say what I think Sam is getting at.
Yeah.
Because we love you. We love your unique, different ideas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to Plansmore, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Things that we can do on the show. Mm-hmm. Minus the kangaroo.
I got to give you props for the kangaroo. That one was...
I'm over five. Yeah.
Minus the kangaroo, every animal you have brought into the studio either didn't do what it was supposed to do or it damaged the studio.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
It's a bad track record.
It is.
And I'm just being honest.
I think Oakley's going to bring us back right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Looking at
the bottom of you have little strings coming off the bottom of your clam digger jeans. Through the glass, the plexiglass, it looked like the bottom of a tattoo.
Oh my gosh, I thought you had an epiphany and you were like, bring that monkey in here.
No, I got distracted.
He stopped and he was thinking, and I thought he's pro monkey in studio.
No, I thought you were trying to hide. A gigantic tattoo.
I would tell you
me.
If I got another tattoo, I would tell you that day.
You think she got a leg sleeve?
That's what I thought.
Do you know also those monkeys are endangered, you guys, because they are the most trafficked animal into the U.S. This is so sad. Like poachers or whatever kill the mom monkeys, take the babies, and then somehow smuggle them over here.
So I don't know anything about monkeys. I know how to pick a really well-behaved dog, and I've picked a lot of them. I'm assuming that you can't, like, for example, in the story from Fox 4, Prairie Village says if Oakley is allowed to stay, and that's an if.
Yeah.
If Oakley's allowed to stay, and if Oakley bites or scratches anyone outside of the King Skelton family, the city will euthanize Oakley immediately.
Of course.
So, which I don't like that idea.
I don't either.
But there may not be an alternative if that would force the King Skelton family to be very careful with Oakley if Oakley ever has to go out in public. However, can you not introduce Oakley into another spider monkey family, or would they try to kill him?
That I don't know, Scott. Or take it to a rescue, you know, a place where
he can still live and be an animal and do animal things.
Did I tell you a couple weeks ago, we went into a random pet store. We just Googled pet store, my daughter and I, to get food for the new puppy. We walk in and the first thing I see is the monkey. Is it Frankie that we've talked about so many?
That pet stop over here on Neiman.
I've never been in there.
Oh, that's a great pet store.
Yeah, great little pet store. We walk in and Sophie leans over and she goes, there's a monkey in here.
Oh, yeah.
And I go, oh my gosh, we've talked about that monkey a lot on this program.
Well, and we talked about the, can you send them to a refuge or to a sanctuary?
Yeah, sanctuary.
With Frankie or whatever that monkey's name is. Mm-hmm. The answer is maybe.
Because he's never been around other...
You can introduce them to a pack of monkeys, but it's going to be kind of like introducing a dog to a cat. Like, okay, sniff each other. Oh, no, they're trying to kill each other. Pull them back.
Back to the Frankie thing for a second, because when the girls were small, we used to go to Pet Stop all the time on the weekends.
Yeah.
They loved it. It was like a little zoo in downtown Shawnee, right? Because they have tarantulas.
Chinchillas.
They've got lizards. They've got... what are the hedgehogs?
Yeah.
Really exotic pets. And they have a couple dogs and cats. I'm not a big fan of that because they're just in tiny little cages. I just assume you don't do that. But, you know, you can get like hissing cockroaches or they've got a bunch of birds. And so it was like walking through a little mini zoo. Back to the Frankie, though, thing for a second. It's easy to feel sorry for Frankie. But he does get a lot of attention.
Sure.
He is the only monkey in his cage. There's not a friend. But I think in defense of the pet stop on Neiman, he's been in that cage for so long, there's no going back now. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I wish in the beginning the decision had not been made.
That's what I'm saying.
I really do. But what do you do now? Yeah. You can't put that genie back in the bottle, right?
I wish at the pet stop, and I do like that pet store, and I think they've got some great animals in there. Excuse me. But I think Frankie, if I'm just going off memory here, has been in that enclosure. I don't want to call it a cage because it's pretty large.
It's a cage.
He's been in that cage, I think, for 20 years, if I'm not mistaken. And if I am, I apologize.
That's why there's such an uproar to, you know, there's petitions to, you know, set him free and whatever that would look like.
Well, that would be
not free.
A sanctuary.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
you have to keep in mind that the animals that find themselves near the top of the food chain are near the top of the food chain because they protect themselves. So you bring in a stranger, even if they look exactly like you, because they're the same species. That stranger is either going to starve, or if they don't starve, they will die first, or they will be killed first.
Somebody says, I've talked to them about it for years. Frankie loves his area. He doesn't like it outside. But
did say he doesn't like to come out.
Well, that might be out of fear.
Oh, sure.
You know, this is his home. This is what he's used to. And it is, like I said, you're right, Danny. It is a cage, but it's a large caged enclosure.
Yeah.
It goes all the way to the ceiling of the store, and it's rather round. Takes up a lot of space. I don't know why they don't just sell him to a sanctuary. Maybe he's a draw. I have no idea. I'll say this. When the kids would go in there, Frankie was the first thing they wanted to see.
When we get back, there is some breaking news. We finally have an update minutes ago in that terribly sad case, the death of the 13-year-old who was missing out of Pleasanton.
Mm-hmm.
Cause of death has just been released. It is not what you and I thought this was going to be.
Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this?
I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,